This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump openly urges foreign governments to investigate his political rivals, doubling down on an action that's already the subject of an impeachment inquiry. VOA Steve Herman reports.
Answering questions from reporters on Thursday morning, Trump was asked what favor exactly he desired from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a July 25th telephone call.
They should investigate the Bidens.
And he is also calling for China to conduct a similar investigation, alleging, without providing evidence, the former vice president and his son scammed the two countries. Trump faces an impeachment inquiry, which centers on a whistleblower complaint that the president abused his power by soliciting interference in next year's election from a foreign country, namely Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, as AP's Tim McGuire reports, the diplomat at the center of the Trump inquiry says he warned Ukraine.
Former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, met in private for hours Thursday with members of House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. California Democrat Eric Swalwell says they heard and saw a lot about the effort to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
We saw further evidence that there was a shadow shakedown going on.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says Volker was asked the same question maybe 20 times about Trump making promises to Ukraine's president in exchange for dirt on the Bidens.
What we do know is there was definitely no quid pro quo.
Meadows also wants a transcript of Volker's interview made public. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In the next phase of negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban to end the United States' longest war, delegates from both parties are said to be resuming bilateral talks soon. The announcement was made by Pakistan's foreign minister.